This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Tuesday, February 11th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. We've had an issue all morning, a water main break wreaking havoc in Hazelwood.
Officials in Hazelwood have been dealing with flooding from a water main break at Hazelcrest and Dunn Road since about 10:20 last night. This is just north of the I-170 and 270 interchange. According to Hazelwood police, it took several hours before Missouri American Water could shut off the water main that was pouring onto Dunn Road. Water was going into nearby homes on Hazelcrest. Police say several feet of water cover the road. For now, multiple residents have been evacuated from their homes. Some electrical boxes were underwater. Ameren responded to take care of that. No injuries reported. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
And there's a 48-hour precautionary boil order for drinking water in parts of Florissant, Berkeley, Delwood, and St. Louis-Lambert International Airport.
A winter weather advisory goes into effect at 3 Wednesday morning for the St. Louis Metro. It's expected to last until 9 Wednesday evening. The National Weather Service says to expect a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and possibly ice. Total accumulation could be up to 4 inches. Places that have ice forming could get up to 0.2 of an inch of that.
MoDOT says it's keeping a close eye on it and pre-treating state-maintained roads where needed.
KMOX requested an interview with a MoDOT spokesperson. However, we were told they are not giving interviews. They will evaluate and decide in the morning if they will be providing interviews. This is a departure from previous storms in years past.
As this storm starts to change, transition over to freezing rain?
Last month's storm, it was several hours before roads and highways were passable. MoDOT says crews will continue with overnight treatments and then be monitoring weather conditions 24/7 and responding accordingly. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
MoDOT's Joe Monroe says crews on the Illinois side of the Mississippi took a southerly approach for this morning storm, seeing areas to the south of the metro expecting higher amounts of snow accumulation.
We pre-treated all the bridges. That was more routine for frost prevention. Sometimes we'll shut that off. We chose not to, so we're taking a marginally proactive stance.
St. Louis County Transportation and Public Works expects to start pre-treating roads this evening, spokesman Dave Roan.
We pre-treated right now, and when I say pre-treat, I'm referring to literally spreading salt on our system. Motor vehicle traffic would knock it, for the most part, off the road, so it would be wasted effort, fuel, salt, etc.
St. Louis County has 3,200 miles of roads they are responsible for salting and plowing.
The city of St. Louis says things will be different this time as it prepares for Wednesday's storm impact. Mayor's Office Communications Director Connor Kerrigan says they have a game plan. KMOX asked what about the city's internal communication, which the street department director blamed when explaining why she was unaware of the poor conditions of some roads.
We are consistently communicating with our Alder people, which is essential in this. And we've also got consistent communications amongst the streets department, so that internal communications is improved as well.
Kerrigan says the city's also asking for help from the public, both shoveling their sidewalks and parking off street if possible.
The St. Louis City Board of Aldermen failed to allocate any of the Rams settlement money before the session closed last week. In a public address last night, Board President Megan Green says she doesn't see it as a failure.
Despite the outcome, this process should serve as the standard of policymaking in our city. A healthy democratic process encourages open communication and disagreement, and that means major legislation often takes multiple sessions to pass.
Green says she's confident that conversations around the Rams settlement will continue in the days and weeks ahead.
If the board reaches a consensus that aligns with residents' priorities and invests in our city long term, I will be happy to convene special meetings to ensure that legislation is signed into law.
It's 8:07. Your favorite restaurant might be closed for a week as a form of protest.
Over three dozen Hispanic restaurants in the greater St. Louis area are shutting their doors for a week, protesting the mass deportation of undocumented immigrants under President Donald Trump. Antonio Garcia owns La Tejana Taqueria in Maryland Heights and says they have seen an outpouring of support ahead of the protest.
People that have come to us and crying. And I'm talking about Americans, white America, crying, saying this is not right. They're targeting you or your community. This is not right.
What does he hope people take away from this protest?
We're here to work. I'm an American citizen, but we're here to do that. The thing's right. Let me put it that way. I want them to see that we're humans like they are. And we're Americans, too.
Garcia says after 18 years in business, he will be okay closing for a week, but others are making a big sacrifice joining this protest. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, there's a new owner stepping in to save a St. Louis late-night institution.
Uncle Bill's Pancake House closed about 4 months ago. Ivan Garcia of Garcia Properties says on social media the company plans to get the new Uncle Bill's reopened this year. He says they'll preserve the character, which he calls weird in the best way.
The best places don't make any sense. And this place is weird. It's a Bavarian lodge that happens to be a pancake house. There's so much detail with the wooden beams, all this wood paneling, river stones, awesome fireplace.
Garcia Properties other projects on the same stretch of Kings Highway include the Golden Hoosier and Bud's Pizza and Beer. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.